Too big to fail. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Over and over, we've heard the phrase, too big to fail. Big mortgage buyers, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, had to be bailed out because they were too big to fail. Big insurance company, AIG, came next, bailed out because it was too big to fail. And now the big auto companies are trying to argue they're too big to fail. Now, everybody wants to dismiss all this as a lot of corporate whining, so let's teach them a lesson. Let's punish them for flying in on their corporate jets. But the real problem is that the auto companies may be right. They may be too big to fail. Because what does that mean? When a company's too big to fail, it means that letting it fail would hurt not just the company, not just hurt the people who made the bad decisions, but millions of innocent people, too. That's why we insure bank deposits. People forget there was a time when banks failed. It wasn't just the bank stock that was worthless. The cash in your account vanished, too. Gone. So now banks pay insurance premiums, which basically means their depositors pay insurance premiums, to make sure that can't happen. Theoretically, in a free market, companies are free to grow, free to take risks, free to make good decisions and bad decisions, and if they make too many bad decisions, free to fail. But what we've learned in the last year is that there is such a thing as growing too much, as getting too big. And if it's true that letting General Motors fail would literally tip this country into a depression, then if we really believe in a free market, why on earth would we allow any company to become as big as General Motors ever again? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.